Hey fans, you like our audio podcast? Well, check out our video podcast. We're on YouTube, Western Standard Time. Short, funny, 15-second video clips. We also have our long live stream clips. You won't miss any action. You'll see new videos. You'll see new action. Check us out on YouTube, Western Standard Time. We're on YouTube now, Western Standard Time.
Right. If you look at the landscape of the majors right now, they see them. Houston's a top team. Verlander, who's the kid from UCLA, Garrett Cole.
Yep.
I mean, they're Brantley's playing well, you know, Bregman, and then you have the young guy.
Altuve, Reddick.
We got crushed by him last night. Mariners wasn't even close. But they talked about how they went and looked at Greinke and they said, could we get him? And Greinke's the highest paid pitcher ever in Major League Baseball. Who wants to take that contract? Not many.
Not the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Chase Field is fun, though. I will say that. But back to Greinke. So he's got the biggest contract and probably as a starting pitcher in the league. They went and saw the opportunity to upstage the Yankees in that he had a no-trade clause to New York. This is my feeling as a GM, and they kind of highlighted this. I didn't get too in-depth in the article, but yep. – And they talked about how the owner of the Diamondbacks and the owner of the Houston Astros traded texts in order to validate the deal. Could you imagine that?
Wow.
Some guys at the W in Scottsdale sitting there trading texts with another guy who's in Dallas on a country club because he's not living in Houston.
No.
No one wants to live in Houston.
He's in Plano, Texas.
He's on his oil ranch. And they're sending emojis.
He's in Plano.
Could you imagine how much anxiety they have when they see the little bubbles pop up?
Yeah, like, what is this guy going to say? Is he going to rip me off? Like, I'll walk away. I told him I said final offer.
And what if they just did the thumbs up to the little bubble? Does that mean the trade's validated?
Only if you back it up with a smiley face.
Or the little dancing guy.
Or you just do the two beers, the cheersing.
Right. But it was just odd to me that that's how negotiation. And I think the one comment in the article, oddly enough, was that they want to have, I mean, it's who can really validate unless you're recording the conversation what happens, right? Now, if you have text, you can obviously, that is probably better proof. Or I guess, I don't know what happens, you know, if, who knows, right?
Timestamp text, screenshot. I got
exactly.
It.
Boom. Game over. Done. Signed, sealed. I'll send you the DocuSign in 10 seconds.
The reason we're talking about this is because the trade deadline was so boring this year. Like,
I would disagree in some respects, and here's why.
Well, let me go into the Greinke trade was amazing because the Astros made the move and they have Verlander, Cole, and Greinke. They have the best record in AL and they have a chance to take off the Yankees and win a World Series. And they did this all without giving up their top prospects, Kyle Tucker, right fielder in, I think, low A, and Forrest Whitney, double A pitcher. So they didn't disrupt their future and they got one of the best pitchers in baseball.
The owner did have to write a $17 million check to the owner of the Diamondbacks.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
But I'll just make one other point. The biggest bat that got traded was like Nick Castellanos, Detroit to Chicago.
What about Puig? I think Puig got a text in the middle of that game and then just said, screw it, I'm going to go get in brawl.
How many fights has Puig got into this year?
Puig should, where's he at? Well, he's in Cleveland now. He didn't even get to leave Ohio. Poor Puig. He should go play rush end for the Browns.
Amen. Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah.
No, that's getting back to your boring trade deadline. I thought that was one of the highlights.
That was a three-way trade. Cleveland, the Reds, and our Padres.
Pods?
The Pods got Taylor Trammell from Cincinnati, a young outfielder, center fielder, top of the lineup, pair him up with Tatis, Machado, and your boy Hosner. I like what the Pods did there. I just don't understand Cleveland and Cincinnati. Like, I guess they're in the playoff race, but not really. They're just like that fantasy owner who's like number eight in the league and just trades the trade. You're like, exactly. You're still going to finish in eighth place, buddy.
You talk about trades now, and it used to be, it was strictly stats or, you know, like, okay, this guy's got a, I don't even, when did they introduce war?
Within the last 10 years, maybe within the last.
I mean, if anyone's read, yeah, if you read Moneyball, I think they get into that. Like when the introduction of all these stats become imperative, important, and probably used at the trade deadline. But they were talking about how, like, as a minor league prospect, you probably don't have a ton of film on the guy. And if you do, you've probably been scouting him for some time.
Yeah.
I mean, Randy's a scout now. I don't see them with, like, a back in the day when your parents would show up with a camcorder to your games.
I thought you were
going to say, I will see Randy out there shouldering a camcorder.
Scouting prospect. You were going to say with one of those, like, score books, and they have like 6-4-3 and backwards K, and someone's got to scan that all in and upload it to a database.
Use Tableau.
Yeah. Need some visualization software. Call it back. We need to upgrade our Tableau license.
Man, we help you. He'll become a client. So they were saying the negotiation chips, meaning these prospects, they would position him as, they would come to the table with showing his exit velocity on his home runs and his spin rate. Yeah, can you imagine that?
Wow.
Who is this guy? Doesn't matter. Yeah. Look at his exit velocity.
Look at his spin rate. Big data. So Alex Bregman, third baseman of the Houston Astros, made a point the other day. He's like, no one cares about batting average. All it is OPS, on base, plus slugging percentage. That's why the strikeouts are high. That's why people are just trying to hit home runs, because that's what the contracts pay, and that's who the players that get traded. It's all about home runs, power, and on base.
I mean, it's Chris Davis is a prime example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Orioles gave him a massive contract. No one would touch him with a 10-foot pole today.
Well, because it took him, 3 weeks before he got his first hit?
Could you imagine that? You think you or I could have got a hit before Chris Davis if we were in the lineup regularly?
I mean, baseball's a weird sport. Yeah, I could have got a little jam sandwich, bleeder, swinging bunt, and beat it out. So, yes.
Out of the infield.
Yeah, absolutely. We're athletes. We could.
What about the guy? All right.
You think Chris Davis is going out every night looking for a slump buster?
He is.
three straight weeks, he had the best party of his life every night. Come on, let's go. Look, I needed you to get out. I need you to go home with me. I haven't got a hit in 2 weeks.
And does he leave the lipper in his mouth? Isn't tobacco outlawed in Major League Baseball? And all I see is Chris Davis with a golf ball sized lipper in his lip 90% of the time.
So my understanding is it is outlawed, I believe, in the minor leagues.
Okay.
I don't think it's outlawed in the major leagues. So like once you make it to the big leagues, you can do whatever you want, I think.
I'm going to become a Zen sales rep and just go to every minor league town.
You would hit your quota just on the Dodgers, in Albuquerque. Angels.
Oh, geez, that's digression there. But getting back to the deadline. So what if there is no deadline? What would happen in your mind?
Well,
what's the issue there?
They need to remove two deadlines. One, the trade deadline. And then the other deadline is you have to have a player on your team by a certain date for them to make the playoffs and be eligible for the playoffs. So they have to get rid of both. but I don't know why they have either. Yeah, trade for Manny Machado September 19th and put him on the playoff roster.
That's fine. A lot more fun to me.
Yeah.
Why not?
They're forcing people to make trades by a certain date. It's almost like Cyber Monday. Like, I don't want to spend money, but now I have to buy a new iPad.
But this Amazon Echo is 40% off. Who cares? I'd never buy that. I would never. Right?
Yeah.
You would never buy the Amazon Echo, but it's a trade deadline, so you're going to trade for this guy that has an exit velocity of 400 miles per hour.
Well, and then it's FOMO, like, Ben just got an Amazon Echo. Why didn't I get an Echo?
Well, yeah, see, getting back, I think you are right, because all the articles are like, talk about how the Yankees didn't do anything. Yeah. Like, they're a damn good team. Why would they do anything?
They don't need to do anything. Their players have been hurt all year.
I know. Like, you look at that lineup, why would you trade for anything? You don't need anything. It's kind of like buying an Amazon Echo. Why would I buy the Amazon Echo when I don't need it? Tell me that.
Well said. Well played.
No one's going to do that. But then when there's, I guess, let's take that to Grinky.
Yeah.
There's one left.
There's one Echo left?
No. I wouldn't consider Grinky an Echo. He's like, there's like a Bose Sound Sport. XL 2000, amazing Bluetooth speaker, and there's only one left, and it's 90% off. I am buying that. And no one else can buy it? I'm buying it.
Is there really only one, or does Amazon build that into the algorithm? They're like, only a couple left, Kyle. Like, oh, I got to get three of them. Here's what I want to get into with the time left. I'm going to give you a couple years, and you get to pick it. And I'm going to tell you about a little West Coast trade or West Coast player.
All right. Give it to me.
Be more excited. 1998.
Jay Buhner for Ken Phelps.
Big unit goes to Houston. Seattle gets Freddie Garcia, John Halama, and Carlos Guillen.
Wait, what year is this?
1998.
And Carlos Garcia?
Carlos Guillen. Freddie Garcia and John Halama in 1998. Everyone in Seattle was pissed. 2 years later, it's 2001. The Mariners win 116 games.
All right.
You were one of those naysayers in 1998. You and Madden were poopy face, giving up your season tickets. Upset.
Remember the garage radio? I don't know. A lot of people probably had this, but where your dad would sit out in the garage and listen to the games, he slammed it on the ground. Wow. No, I will say this. When playing that trade out in my head, and they've done trade analysis based on war, and, you know, obviously what they give up, Ken Phelps and Jay Buhner was like number two, reference to Seinfeld. Playing that through my head, Halama was a decent starter, but he probably had the most runs scored in baseball that year supporting him. Freddie Garcia had a nasty curveball. Yeah. Carlos Guillen was serviceable.
Yeah, but to your earlier point, you never know what you're going to get in prospects. And I think everyone in Seattle was upset because the unit left. And they're like, who are these guys? But then a couple years later, they got a chance to play. And the Mariners were good for the next several years.
You think anyone in Scottsdale gives a shit if Grinky left?
No, they don't care.
I bet you the new prospects are personally introducing themselves at Bottle Blonde. All right, give me another year.
2000, Griffey traded from your Mariners to the Reds for Mike Cameron and two minor league players. That's all they got for Griffey? I mean, Cameron's good, but that's all they got for Griffey?
I think Griffey forced that trade. Walked in and said, trade me to Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati had no prospects. So they're like, oh my God, we're coming out big in this.
Yeah, exactly. We got nothing. What do you want? Pick it. Pick whoever you want. Mike Cameron, sure. The mascot with the baseball on his head, sure, take him. Cincinnati Chili, you can have all the bulls you want. Sure. But yeah, Griffey definitely walked in to, who knows, Bill Bavasia, some of our other crappier GMs along the way, and said, I want to send me to Cincinnati or I'll take the bus there.
Yeah.
I mean, with his dad playing there, I think he grew up there for the most part.
Yeah, he wanted to go back.
So I don't fault him for that. All right, what else you got?
I got one more. 2008. It's no longer Hollywood. It's Mannywood. Manny Ramirez traded from the Red Sox to the Dodgers for Jason Bay. The Red Sox thought Manny was done. Manny came to L.A. and he lit up the town. He was unbelievable for the Dodgers. I forgot he got traded to the Dodgers when I was going back and doing some research.
Some people would say Manny was one of the better pure hitters.
Yeah.
They put him up there with, like, so if you're in Seattle, sports isn't very intriguing during baseball, but with Edgar going to the Hall, that was one of the highlights. They talked about how Edgar and Manny were some of the better pure hitters of that era, and just being able to take any pitch. And so Jason Bay, oddly enough, fact check me on this. This is going back to the archives. Okay. Brain is operating at an all-time high this morning. I think Jason Bay went to Gonzaga.
Oh, I think you're right.
Look that up.
You know what?
When I say look that up, I'm talking to our intern.
He did go to Gonzaga.
Boom.
He played 96 to 99.
That was one of the like selling points of my buddies got recruited there. They're like, yeah, they're you know, Jason Bay made the majors. Like, anyone else? They're like, nope, just Jason Bay.
Amazing. Yeah, that's good.
You got any more?
Last one, 2008. CeCe Sabathia, born and raised in Vallejo, diehard Raiders fan, diehard Warriors fan, got traded for Cleveland to Milwaukee. And he went on a run. He went 11-2. Milwaukee made the playoffs. They hadn't made the playoffs in a long time. And Bernie Brewer slid down that slide like 19 times, and he got rug burned.
You don't get rug burn, you get slide burn. You think CeCe's found the right mix of like Pilsner and eating six kielbasas before the game?
Wow. I'm getting hungry just thinking about like a kielbasa right now.
No, it's what do they have? Sausages?
They have Miller.
I've heard Brewers. Miller Lights. I've heard Brewers tailgate hard. Brewers games.
Harder than Bill's Mafia?
Probably right up there.
Yeah, probably.
What else can we talk about one thing real quick?
Sure.
You want to talk about the trade deadline anymore?
No, it's done. It's boring.
Boring. So one topic I want you to consider. Okay. And I want this translated across all the big four.
All right.
Or I guess big three. Let's go NBA, NFL. And
in cricket.
And then MLB, NFL, and NBA. So this guy, and this is the comical part, this guy shows up at a AAA game, was it? And clocks 94 or 96 mm-hmm. on the speed pitch and gets signed to a contract 10 days later.
Oh, this is serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Look it up. So one, what I did is I went to a Mariners game and told them to turn up the clock and just post 100.
And then you just posted on Instagram.
And then I just fielded calls.
You just tagged every Major League Baseball team in Instagram.
Great Photoshop. How does that, what do you think the equivalent is across the NFL and then NBA? Like if you put it, because the video went viral, right? A's notice it. I think Billy Bean, like, it would be probably, I bet you everyone's laughing at Billy Bean, but he's probably laughing to himself. Like, yeah, of course I'm going to sign a guy that can throw 96 at a AAA game. I'm Billy Bean.
I think the equivalent is, does it have to happen at, like a football
what
game?
What if I walked in to a Drew League game, said, check me in, yes. Dunked on Durant, crossed over Harden, and then who knows? I stuff Zion at the rim. Do I get a contract?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
I think you get an invitation to training camp.
Really?
No, you get a contract. If you do all that, if you do all that, you get a contract.
The Lakers are calling me. Yeah. What about
I think NFL? The equivalent in football is halftime. Me and you go out on the field and you throw like a 50-yard bomb to me and I catch it and run it to the end zone. Before we get arrested, the Patriots sign us. You replace Brady. I replace that guy they drafted from Arizona State. And we're moving to Boston. After Robert Kraft pays our bail.
I want to move to Boston. Maybe Inner Harbor.
All right.
Maybe. Here's what I think the equivalent is in NFL. I'm thinking about like the lowest point of entry, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to show me doing blocking drills and get a call.
No.
You're not going to show me running 4-4. A sprinter could do that. Doesn't necessarily translate. We've seen what a rugby player can do. If you send me out and I kick a 60-yard field goal, I'm probably getting a call.
Yeah, you probably are.
I mean, Cody Parker. Gone.
He gone.
Kickers come from everywhere. Seabass was having vodka soda. He was drinking Trulies on the sideline and we'll walk out there and kick 54 yarders. Yeah. It's a life. That's a life I want.
Yeah, that's a life you can still have.
I would get my own sponsorship. I'd have White Claw on my uniform.
I'd have Amazon Echo on my
Why is there a trade deadline in Major League Baseball?
Because all transactions have to happen before a team or any teams can go on a playoff run.
But why does there have to be a deadline?
So you want to trade September 15th?
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah.
Give me a reason why not.
Actually, I support your reason. I was just trying to play devil's advocate.
That'd be more fun. So I was reading about the Grinke trade because that was the only, if we're talking about this most recent deadline, for some context, between Arizona and Houston. And it told a story of, okay, and answer me another question.
Yeah.
Can every player have a no trade clause?
No.
Meaning, why? So just certain players?
You have to negotiate it in your contract.
Okay.
So when a player comes up to the major leagues, I think you need 6 years of service before you can become a free agent and negotiate a contract. So in your first year, 6 years, you have no leverage. And then when you sign a contract, the owners have all the power. So right. If you're Joe Schmo, they're going to be like, I'm going to trade you whenever I want. But if you're Mike Trout or Bryce Harper, you can say no trade clause, and it's part of the negotiation.
Why would you do that?
If you're a player?
Well, I get it while you're a player, but why would you allow that as an owner? Is that like a leverage point for the player?
I think it only happens with the elite players.
Do you hear Grinke had the Yankees on his no trade clause?
Wow, he doesn't like New York.
I mean, going from where has Grinke played?
Kansas City?
No. Oh, he has.
Dodgers in Arizona.
He wants to stay west of the Mississippi, apparently.
Wow. He's like our WST, like baseball guy. He's like.
Touches Char in Kansas City.
Double middle.
You in LA.
Double middle fingers to the East Coast. I love Grinke.
I don't get the trade deadline thing.
Yeah, I don't either. But every sport has it.
And you know what's odd to me is, do you think, I was thinking about this the other day. So generally, and I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples and hopefully it will lead to a conclusion here. So if I'm a player and I don't want to leave my city,
yeah.
Do I self-tank? I'm in San Diego.
Yeah.
Love life. I've got a good girlfriend. I'm living on the beach. I've got a wife, kids. They're enrolled in great schools. But my team isn't doing well.
Yeah.
and there's I'm a key asset. Okay. I'm a lefty bat. I'm a lefty reliever.
Yeah.
Shutdown guy.
Okay.
Do I just start mailing it in kind of around the trade deadline? Value goes down. They can't trade me.
Well, see, that could go one or two ways. Like, it depends on what the team is doing. Like, if the team is not in a position to win, you're getting a little older, even if you tank, they still might trade you.
Maybe.
You know, because there are veterans.
Okay, I get that.
You know, there are veterans that other teams need, and they just say, okay, Ben is having an off year. Let's look at his track record. This past 5 years have been great. This is just a blip on the radar. We can trade a AA prospect a bag of sunflower seeds and get him this year because he's hitting 220.
So getting back to the Greinke whole negotiation thing. So they, I guess, with the deadline, I think it was like 4 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time on
Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday, what date was that?
And why is it in the middle of the week? It should be on a Friday.
No idea. No idea. But the odd part was they talked about how...
Sorry, I know why it is, because it's the last day in July.
Okay, whatever. Why is that of any significance?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that's why it was Wednesday, because the trade deadline moves.
Okay.
Depending on the year.
All right, let's wrap this up. Trade deadline. Do you have much more to say? Any highlights?
No, we're out.
We're done?
We're done with this. Trade deadline stuff.
Scooter Jeanette to your Giants.
I know. Joe Panic. I don't know. He's going to be a role player now. Interesting times.
Who cares?
And we're out.
Boom.